That's Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX. Well, it happened. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for the first time in over 4 years. And making the move now that inflation has dropped from a peak point of 9.1% in 2022 to 2.5% last month. Here's former President Trump reacting to that.
I guess it shows the economy is very bad to cut it by that much. Assuming they're not just playing politics, the economy would be very bad, or they're playing politics, one or the other. But it was a big cut.
Joining us with reaction, Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst, Washington Bureau Chief for Bankrate. Mark, we always appreciate your input. We heard both positive and negative comments on this. A double-edged sword is how it's been described. What do you say?
I don't know what the cutting edge of the negative side of falling rates would be unless we're really prioritizing the needs of savers or perhaps fearful that inflation is not going to continue to react. The reality is that rates remain quite restrictive, even with this big cut that we saw yesterday. And as you know, going into the meeting, there was a great deal of debate whether there would be the less aggressive cut of 0.25% or what they delivered, 0.5%. The recalibration, as that word was used, about nine times by Chairman Powell, not only includes, bringing the rate down and embarking on a path of lower rates, but essentially setting expectations for lower rates through as late as 2026. But he also sought to caution against thinking that just because they went with 0.5% here, that will be the cadence in future months. They forecast, but didn't promise, that we would probably see a total of another 0.5% between now and the end of the year, which would suggest probably another two quarter rate cuts since they have two meetings left.
A half a percentage point cut must indicate that the Fed has some confidence in the economy. But as that cut from former President Trump suggested, he says it means the economy is bad. So what should the average person take from that?
I would just, dare I wade into citing history. This was the president who was very much critical of the chairman that he nominated, Jerome Powell, and urging him to cut rates while he was president. So, what's good for one might be good for another. But of course, anything that lends a more positive light to the economy with less than 2 months to go probably is not warranted by someone who is advocating change. So, that's sort of a level setting on those comments. The reality is that as Americans look at this, they're judging the quality of the economy based on their own personal finances. And we know at Bankrate not to make a judgment about one's own personal judgment about that. And the reality is that elevated prices and high inflation have exacted a toll. We should also note, though, for 16 straight months, wage gains have been outpacing the rate of inflation. That is an aggregate for the entire economy. Your results may vary. But I think the most important takeaway here is that we're now moving into a lower interest rate environment. Borrowing rates are coming down steeply if you're looking at mortgage rates, which are now at the lowest level in 2 years. No one's thinking they're a bargain, but compared to above 7% for a 30-year fix, now closer to 6%, that's an improvement. One of the main things we harp on at Bankrate in a constructive way is to note that there are remarkable opportunities persisting for savers. And so as I look at my notepad this morning with respect to certificates of deposit, yields are found for those who shop around for the best rates north of 4% and 5%, depending on the term, ranging from 6 months to 5 years. And we're a country among individuals who need to do more to prioritize savings, to prepare for emergencies. And if you can lock in, if you have the luxury of locking in on a certificate of deposit like that, having a yield of, let's say, 4% plus over 5 years is, having a friend in the bank, so to speak. And, that's one of the things that is the upside of a high interest rate environment that we've been experiencing over the last several years.
Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst, Washington Bureau Chief for Bankrate. Always appreciate it. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Tom and Debbie. Thank you.